So Oma Rabitzol Benachmeni Levi Forscher und Mutter im Schiff der Levi Ki in Schnei Pulim Yesh Minochin Al Piyad Veirot. They are two bin-like protuberances near the cranium. Minapulim Lifnim Minapulim Lifnim Ikitins towards the head. So then it's Lifnim. So it's considered like the cranium, like the brain. Minapulim lechutz, but if it's lechutz towards the bottom, so then it's treated like the spinal cord, kilechutz. Upulim atzmon ein yedea. How about these two bean-like structures, these two bean-like protuberances? Protuberances. I think it's called occipital. The occipital joints, I think, condyles, the occipital condyles. So that's bean-like structures. So suppose there is a naked in the occipital condyles themselves. So how much must it be in order to become painful? Just the mashu, like the meyach, or it's fitted already in the pulling, in the bean-like structures in the occipital condyles, so it's treated like the spinal cord. So any idea, we pull an atzmon any idea, we establish a kilifi. The beginning of bodak be'if, the ashkach to mean shnei pulling minochin al piyadeo. So Rabbi Yomi experimented in the north, in the fowl, and he found two beam-like protuberances that were situated, located at near the cranium. All right. Pulling blunt, al pi adeo in kimchibra atzava val godeos. That's pi adeo, that is the... All right. U kimchibra atzava val godeos. U pul ma'atzmi meyach shechineged apul. Cholo godo, no, no, sorry. Nike paleiv li beis halole. Now, if the membrane of the heart was perforated into the cavity, so then it's fine. Now, there are two cavities. There is the big cavity, the ventricle cavity, and the small cavity, the auricle cavity. So what does it mean, nike paleiv li beis halole is fine? So, boy Ramzeira will be scholar cotton, that's the auricle cavity, or will be scholar godel, the ventricle cavity. Omala Abaye mighty boy aloch. Milo itnan, Rapshimine Imi Rachitinokif with days and some payments. Achitinokif with days and some payments. Beoma Rabbe Batachlife, Oma Rabbiomi Barabe, Oma Rab, Achitinokif with simple godel. So, Achitinoka, Reish, and Equash, and Asayo, Rapshim, Neymar, Achitinoka, the base has in pains. So, only if it becomes perforated into the bronchi. So, what does it mean? It means the large bronchi. Achitinoka is in the body. So, just as over there, this is what Abaye said at first. But it's not like that. It's the more than the past one. So, Abaye made an analogy. Just as Rav Shimon says in regard to Mikvare, that only when it becomes perforated into the simple body, so here too, we can get rid of the lady, only if it becomes perforated into the ventricle cavity, not if it becomes perforated in the auricle cavity. So, Hochashke, Hosom will be something painless content. Leiche, where they converge, all the bronchii converge. Leiche, the shafches in pain is kule. The ochel be scholole kotone. Malichol god, malichol god. Alright. Simping god ale. Now, this Rashi is a strange Rashi. That's a long sentence. Discusses this Rashi. Rashi says here, חולקות מהרבה חדורים קטנים, יהיה של סובי. מדוע את חולקות מגנס דה אורקו, סובי יעשה הרבה חדורים קטנים, יהיה של סובי. צנת הרבה חדורים קטנים. סיפים גודל אמצוי שביומו, דלום. הוסום לביס הסיפים יסקוטון, אלו יתון לביס הסיפים, אבל הוכל יתון לביס החלולים, אלו לביס חלול. אוי. קני עליהם, קני עליהם דת ביעורתה. Suppose there is a naked in the aorta. So Rav Omar Bimash, Rav says that even if there is a naked Bimash in the aorta or the behemoth, so it's already praying. Ushmuel Omar Berube. Ushmuel Omar Berube. Only if it is Berube. If it is severed in the major portion of the circumference of the aorta. But if there is just a naked Bimash, Bimash, it doesn't become praying. Hei niu knei alei, Omer Rabbe Bar Yitzchok, Omer Rav, Chilev shal gabi tfanis. Now the Gemara calls it Chilev, but it's not really Chilev. It's called Chilev because it's white. So because of that, it's called Chilev. Because Chilev, what is real Chilev, is white. And this is also white. So it's called Chilev, but it's not Chilev. It means the chilev shall gabi tvanis. Tvanis shall gabi toch, elo shall gabi deif neri. So, shall gabi deif neri. Kone shumen, she yeret ben shtei arugis, in the groove, horeye, that's the groove between one lung and the other, I think it's called the diastinal groove, between one lung and the other. So there that's the Knei Alei. Zabni kone shumen sheyered mishkei arugi, soreye, vidoguk bishetre, umichuber lechalal alei. Omer ameima mishmei Rav Nachman, tlote kone hab, chat poris leribe, vichat poris lereye, vichat poris lechvei, veafli arteris. Stam kone, when the Gemara says kone, so it has reference to the windpipe. But kone is a general word. It might have reference to any artery. So here the Gemara says, there are three arteries. One leads to the heart, the heart poris lerei, and one leads to the lung. The heart pours with rain, and one leads to the river. In other words, the kone that leads the artery that leads to the heart, that's the aorta. Now, the kone, the artery that leads to the lung, that's the windpipe. Now, and the kone that leads to the river, this is Dr. Scott Nelson discusses all these things. So, that is the Vina Cava Inferior. That's the corner that leads to the comet. Now, the Reye Kirei says, so, the corner that leads to the lung has the same din as the lung itself. The Kveide Kikveide, kikveide. In other words, because so the reye kireye binekef mashu. The kveide kikveide. What does it mean binekef mashu? But this is the halacha is that in the windpipe binekef mashu is not matzeh. But the answer is, this is pointed out. Now, because Gemara said there, Lika Vakono Limato Min Achoze Nibu Kirei. So if it's Limato Min Achoze, so then even Neket Mashu is Matri in the Kone, in the windpipe. It's only if it is Limato Min Achoze. But if it's Limato Min Achoze, so it's Nibu Kirei. So here, when you say that is Lireye Kireye, so it has reference to Rimatim Lachose. That's what Tesis points out, the first Tesis here. Alright, now, Dikveide, Kikveide. In other words, what's the aloche by Koveit? But because Nikava Koveit is not Trevi, the Nikava Koveit. Actually, Nikava Koveit. The Rishtaya Meniklum. So the melee, the Vina Kiva inferior, it becomes perforated as long as some of it remains, so it's not right. The libe, plige bo, plige, in regard to the aorta, the artery that leads to the heart, that's the aorta, so there is a machlekes. The machlekes is between Rav and Shmuel. According to Rav, it's the Mashu, and according to Shmuel, it's the Ruben. Mar bachie masli, direge kikveibe. In other words, there it has the same thing as a covet. So it doesn't, it's not matri b'mashu. Dikveibe kireibe. If there is a neket in the bina keiba inferior, so then it has the same thing like a neket in the reye, so even a neket b'mashu is matri. The libe plik. Also, Rafriya Bayeitze formerly Shmaitze, the Rav Kamei Lishmuel. In other words, that, so you mentioned what Rav says, that the Knei Aleiv is Matriv Bimashu. Omalei, Hoche, Omarabel, Yoda, Bitrei, Bezoliku. Now let's see the Rav. Tvote Konale, Lacha, Shaakone, Nichnas, Lechose, Yispatze, Lishleish. Where it is nichtas lechose in the chest area, so then it's mispatzel ishleish. Chat porish lereye, umischalik b'seichot, vein ehin simtemis. Dereye kereye, binekef mashu, dikveide kikveide, achi inot ukule, kiknanga bikobe mishayim anukum. Yuhi bepliker abu shmuel iyo, mashu nikve, dereye achi inot kikveide, udechveide kereye bimashu, udechveide kereye bimashu, udechveide kikveide, rabu shmuel iyo, chmishnekame mistabre. Do komli rabiecha mekavose idom aliyo, nikaf rimato min achoze, nid nikereye. So he passed him, like the first Rosh. Omo nishmaitze the Rav, yom avi mashu kamo nishmuel, vakat lehave shmirei, the Rav bisura have reishishive, vehosem avo oma shmaitze, nishmuel have binodoy. Abe Rav oche, who is Abe that's Rav, hacha have komo nishmuel, the Rav have odiv minei, ani shmaiti Abe, he is the garse. Abe Chaver. Nishba HaShedre. If the Shedre was broken, Ton Rabbonon Chut HaShedre Shemnufsad Berube. Only the spinal cord was severed in the major portion of the circumference of the spinal cord. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Yaakov Eimei Rafiru Nita. Even according to Rabbi Yaakov, even if there is a naked mashu in the Chut HaShedre, so it's right. Hoyre Rebbe ki Rabbi Yaakov. Omer Avune, Ein Aloche ki Rabbi Yaakov. Vichamo Rubei, what does it mean, Rubei? The major portion of the circumference of the spinal cord. Vichamo Rubei, Rav Omer Rivere, the membrane. V'amrele Rav Meich. Even inside, man domarev mechei istreiv koshin revele in the membrane, in the rock of the circumference of the membrane of the spinal cord. It's certainly true. Man domarev mechei rev mechei mai toshma. The man nivle omarabune rubin shomu revele meyar ze loy maile veloy meire. Alright. Here Rebbe Shimon is not the Lachman. We saw the Chalpo. Rei veirei im nechtach, rei vhekev, rei rei sovi, av al pi she shamiyach li nifrat kulum treif, vam la rei veich. Dechim she nifsa vi nifrat amiyach li nifnin, av al gav she oei okei ukulei kayom, even though the membrane that covers it, is intact, but since the mayor within is nifzak, nifrat, so it's right, coach can be there. Shari, where you are, Zikei, the Hibushan nifzak, where you are, save a mayor, before a chlotzes, nicht mehr im Kochen. Gut, ich habe Revere, mehr sehr, wo ich meine, wie wo ich meine. Rav Nossen, Barobin, Rav Yosef, Kamil Rav. Bodak, Revere, wie kommt Bodak, Revere, in other words, so he assumed that both is Matri. Omalei, Rav Seto, im Revere, Kayom, mehr sehr, in meinem Mund. Bodak, Revere, wie Aschkab, wo ich sich rufe, wo der Boy, wo ich mir, Revere, die Neve Name Kayom. So he told him that even if it's not Kayon, then Meyach inside, so it's still not Reish. Omar Rabbe Barachone, Omar Rabbi Yishua Ben Levi, Nismarech Post, Nismaseis Post, Garcino, Vachud Hashem Rekon, Avog Avdam Sose, Nanoet, Nismarech means he became weak with fire, so it's Post. Nismase, sie became soft, is post. So, Garcino, Bachuda Shepherd, Abodam Dam Sose, Kire Niam, Niam Roche, Niam Roche, Kim Forest Brosu, Abu Roche Ton Tabai, Di Ton Am Sose, the Hude, Halm Forshin, the Halm Nishwaki Ki, Ham Roche, Roche Murach, Shin Israkho, Vinasis Ameach, Bisichakrum, Kimayu, Vinishbach, Mereche mit Seife, und mit Seife Mereche. So what is Amroche in Nismarech means that it became liquefied? Wie Moyonek, wie they say, hoi jetziger Chaneke. So, Nismarech post, Nismarech post, in zeo Amroche, in zeo Amsos, Amroche means liquefied. Kol kishe nishbach ki kitten, when it becomes pour out like water from a jar. Masmaso, what does it mean in Mismasis? Kochen Yochlami, it cannot be stood up. Because it's so soft that it, you cannot stand it out. So, Boy Raviyami, in Yochlami, it's the Kvedi Ma. What's the Aloch? Take. In Yochlami, it's not so soft. Aber ruhig kol kach she ye nishpach ki kitu shal mayu. Aber ki she ir zeh ise, ye meniach tos le mayu me yode, hu nich ba b'nei from cannot stand up. Mit ne kre, unless you hold it up. Mit ne kre de shu ol bikovi. Aber ruhig nisrachech me bifnim. Ma u chilu ze she magbidei? Vichol ulot, vichol hane nismarech ve nismasis bichlal nifza kachute. Vichol, come on, the question is, now it says it's straight, but we cannot be mainstream. And the trait is Shemono Chachomim. So Rashi says, no, this is all Nichlal. In the trait of Nisakachut, the Koel Rabbono Shemitech, we could say, if it becomes, if the marrow inside is liquid-like, so it's destined to become perforated. So maybe even before it becomes perforated, it's also trait. Shemitech, we could say, also in Okei, in the Posit, in Ameinu Chopisikot, we say, אבל גם דאמור אומר יעזר ומיילו ונירי, חנה מילה באחרות, אבל בהמרוך אלוי, but if it becomes liquid-like, so that in itself gives it the status of nipsak of seven. According to the first question in Rashi, the reason is why nimrach, if it becomes, in the mouth, inside, becomes liquid-like, so it's strengthened because of shimosi, because it's destined to the membrane that covers it. So it's destined to become perforated, so later it becomes straight right now. It becomes straight right now. And according to the second chart, no, not because it's destined to become, because the membrane that covers the marrow, so it's destined to become perforated. But since the marrow inside is liquid-like, so that if a nekef will be formed, so then it will pour out like water from a jug, so mele that in itself gives it a status of nifsa. The Rav Amre nismasleis posle, nismasleis koshe. Nismasleis means that it became very soft, that it's not Yechil Lamed. And then mismasmates means if part of the marrow is wasted, but it still can be stand up. You can still stand it up. It doesn't fall down when you let it off. So then, but part of it was wasted. So then it's still kosher. Mismasmates. Kosher. Allah and Hoda Nokat, Mismas is kosher. The retainment is Mismas Hodu, the Fuga was. Mismasmates, what is Mismas mean if it was wasted, it was emptied out? Misrinkim in Ameyach Victosinevo, when part of the marrow was just emptied out. So then, but it still can stand. It can be made to stand up. It doesn't fall down when you let it off. So it's kosher. Meister, Reb Shimon Elozarim, a behemo, shenispas meis meicho, treifo, hainis masmeis. Reb Shimon Elozarim has referenced the case where mamish became completely soft that it cannot even stand up. Eini, hainis masmeis, eini, volevi, Rabbi Yosef ben Suse, he was in the Bisa Merchetz, so there was a certain person in the same Bisa Merchetz. He tired of Reisha, he kept on shaking his hands all the time. So, Oma, his Masmis Meichel, the Din Lav, the Din, in other words, that is Masmis Meichel. So, what did he mean? Lav the Rechai. So, what did he mean to say? In other words, he expressed his grief. I mean, this person is this Masmis Meichel. So in other words, he implied that he cannot live. He is a traitor. He is a traitor. Omar Abayas, so in other words, so if in respect to a human being, so in respect to a human being, Levi said that if it's this Masmis Meichel, and so he cannot live, he's a traitor. Certainly we got it here, because and the Tam says that the many of the traitors in Hebrew cannot live, so, but the other one could live. But if in respect to a human being, he could not live, so certainly in regard to the Hebrew, it's a traitor. Omar Abaye, Eloi, Leima Hashem Emeli. He didn't mean to say, he expressed his grief over the condition of that person, not because he felt that person cannot live, but cannot kill him. Alright. So in other words, we say that he, the spinal cord, now the spinal cord stems out from the brain, and it extends all over the body, up to the tail of the behemoth, the spinal cord. So the question is, up to what point is his severance, berube, matri the behemoth? There is a limit. Do we say that even the lower portion of the spinal cord, if it is nifsak berube, it's still treipe, in other words, even in the area of the alye, near the tail, in other words, I think it's called the kakijel area, even if it's nifsak berube, in the kakijel area, so it's also treipe, oh, there is a certain limit. Now, there are two pshot in the rush. The second pshat, that Rash, it's not Rash's pshat, Rash rejects. But all those who studied this Gemara and could not believe, I mean, Rash's pshat, that Rash knew the anatomy of a behemoth so well. But this is the main pshat of the Shem. In other words, in order to understand Rashi's pshat, now I put a diagram. This is, let's say, the spinal cord that comes out, the whole spinal cord. So there are five areas in the spinal cord. First of all, the uppermost area, uppermost region is the cervical region. And then you have the thoracic region, and then you have the lumbar region, and then you have the sacral region, and then they have the lowermost region, the Kakijo region. Now, and this is all mentioned by Rashi, Dr. Katznelson and all the others who write about the Talmud Chacham Safua. I mean, they couldn't believe it, that Rashi knew the anatomy. I mean, even with the microscopic spinal nerves that branch out so well. So in other words, so some branch nerves come out. Branch nerves, you see, I mean, branch nerves come out. So there are, I think, eight spinal nerves on both sides of the spinal cord come out. So eight in the cervical region, and then 13 in the thoracic region, and then six spinal nerves that come out in the lumbar region, and then five spinal nerves on both sides of the spinal cord that come out in the sacral region, and then five in the popliteal region. Now, so all the nerves that come out, so they become concealed by the muscles. You can't see it. Except the first three, so that's why I put small lines here. In other words, of course, the spinal nerves that branch out are much larger. But I put small lines because this is visible. I mean, in other words, because they become concealed by the muscles. But then, in the sacral region, there are five spinal nerves that branch out. Five. So the first three, I put down as long lines, as big lines, because these are visible and not concealed by the muscles. Then the two lowermost, so I mean it's small because they are concealed. So, the Gemara has the kasha. Omar Rav Yudah Omar Shmuel, I mean that's the pshat of most Rishayim, like Rashi's pshat. Omar Rav Yudah Omar Shmuel, Adichon Chud Hashem. So, according to Rashi's pshat, in the pshat of most Rishayim, so a severance geruga in the spinal cord is not much in the beginning over the whole spinal cord. In other words, suppose in the tracheal region, so the spinal cord will be severed, the Ube will not become clear. If, let's say, in the thoracic region, in the lumbar region, in the sacral region, or in the lumbar region, so then it will be mitra the Ube. Now, so up to what point? So up to here is the sacral region, and we have spinal nerves coming out. Five spinal nerves branching out on both sides of the spinal cord. Here is one, here is the second one, here is the third one, and on this side too. And there, you have two more spinal nerves coming out, but these are not visible. I mean, it's small because they are concealed by the muscles. So, beyond this point, so then, a severance berubei will not be matrified beyond this point. Not only will severance berubei in the spinal cord not be matrified in the capital region, that goes without saying, but even in the lower portion of the sacral region, beneath the spinal nerves that are visible, so there a severance berubei will not be matrified. But, so, Adeichon Chud HaShevre, Omer Rav Yudah Omar Shmuel, Ad Bein HaParshis. What is called Bein HaParshis? In other words, this is the first spinal nerve in the sacral region. And this is the second spinal nerve in the sacral region, on both sides. So, between this spinal nerve and this spinal nerve, that's Bein HaParshis Rishayim. There's been a partial. And then between this spinal nerve and this spinal nerve is also been a partial. So, So, Ad Hichon Chudashedre, Omer Avud Omer Shmuel, Ad Beina Parshis. In other words, a severance Berubein will be matched the Beinah up to the Beina Parshis. The question is, what Beina Parshis does it mean? So there are two questions in the mind, whether it's Ad V'Ad Bichlal or Ad V'Loy Ad Bichlal. If we say Ad Beina Parsha, and it's Ad V'Loy Ad Bichlal, so it means up to this point, where the first spinal nerve, visible spinal nerve, branches out. And beneath that, if there is a separation in the spinal cord, beneath that, it doesn't become free. If we say Ad V'Ad Bichlal, so Beina Parsha means up to here, you see. So the Gemara will discuss it. So up to what point? Up to what point? Up to what point is it? Is it Reifo? So Omer Abiyu Ad Hichon Chudashevre, Omer Abiyu Domer Shmuel Ad Beina Parsha, up to the spinal nerves in the sacral area. The visible spinal nerves are sacred, because there are two more that are concealed by the muscles. Rabbine Bar Yitzchok Avikaboye Lemezel Bechuzoy. Also we come in the Rav Yehuda, also we come in the Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda. Omalei, lech v'limah bin ha-parshis. He wanted to see it. The bin ha-parshis. Heich, omalei, zil aiselik di. So he brought him a kid, he goat. Isolate, so go and bring me a kid, so then I'll show you. Isolate each name. So he brought in a very fat gold kid. Omer Ibriatvei, Vilayudia. You couldn't see it very well if it's fat. Isolate Kochush, Omer Ibriatvei, Vilayudia. In other words, I can point it out to you. Only if it's neither kochuch nor shom, then I'll be able to demonstrate it. Omale to agmor gimor, hocher mashmur, adachas treifu, shlishis ksheiro, shmiyo emirek. So in other words, adachas, so up to the first, if there is a severance, there will be a spinal cord. Up to here, so it's certainly treifu. If there is a severance beyond here, so it's clear. Not only if the severance in the Chutashedra is in the Takijo region, even if it's in the lower part of the sacral region, where the spinal nerves that branch out are already concealed, it's also clear. It's also clear. But Shmiyo, suppose it's here, so then he doesn't know. It's a shock. Now let's see the Rashi. Adheichon chud Hashem. Adheichon koichei shol chud li yizdehi motrei. Bipsikose, hachud yeitzi min ameir. Vehei lecha al pni kol Hashem. Va'ayyo, atzi pasono. That's the end of the Kakichu region. Ad min hapos, parshins, ad mokim shu misparish, mispatsi u pitzuli, where the nerves, the spinal nerves branch out, amid side, of the spinal cord, kineged ha-yirchayim, who maschil ipotze, kineged ha-yirchayim, that's the sacral area, kineged ha-yirchayim, who maschil ipotze, which starts branching out, v'yeitze, why does it mean, we say, who maschil ipotze, avir, it's ipotze, it branches out all over, but the branch nerves that come out all over, so become concealed by the muscles in the organism. But here, it is maschil ipotzeil visible. Some may like, maschil ipotzeil, v'yeitze, reishe achad v'yazu, v'achad v'yazu, v'emtsoi yirek v'nizono, u'mato me'ise pitzulim, k'neged shtei etzboiz, u'cheizeh u'mispatze, oi, v'dimu u'mato mehem, oi mispatze, v'chein v'harbe mikeinis, atzeil, v'nipzak v'nameach, v'yad ben ha'parshes alolo, kol bokim she'nipzak, shom, rubei treifu, ומאתו מבין הפרשיס מקסה, כבותו ששכחי, והירחיים מעמידים משת עושה ולמייסם אותם. But below that, so even though it's ever ברובי, so then it's not real. Eiserig die Schomme. Schochut und Mufschot. Wo heuer in Schuss war Akkel, hat schon Kleno. Wie ihr euch habt ihr Zorn gefnien. Wo ihr Barleim, Bachut, Schachut, Lopmo, wie nie kam Bachut, kische nicht mehr in Bosra Eier, wie kam und kam das Letzte. Wo ihr die Achut, wie Bachut, wie Zorg, wie Chabnat, wie Lechut Asare. Schien ist auch wie kam Trevens, wie kam Schick, wie den Zwei. Wo Ätzem, die Hippo, sche שאו בוקה געטמע דיך קאפוסער און דובע דיך ביסער האט דא מיצור אַז די נאַס דאַט אין ניקע סו צנאַט ביזב סו נאָט וואָט אונלי יא י קוד דעמאסטרייט טו הים אין די גדי דאס איז נישט שמען נו נו קאך סו אַדא האס קול בוק אין שיף זאַק די נאַצאַב אַד בינער פאַלשע רשיין נו טרי ניב זאַק בינער פאַלשע שלישיס שייב שמיעו אין ידי בואי רבוני ברית רבי ישוע עד ויעד בכלל זה צמון שם אוי דילמו עד ולא יעד בכלל זה the first of all עד ויעד בכלל לא רק אומר מין הורש ויעד בין הפר של אישנו ויכול אוי סיבאים בכלל פייך and then he says when he said that up to פר של אישנו עד אחס חייב so it means Adi Abichal, now here is the first visible nerve, spinal nerve that branches out. And here is the second one. So it's Adi Abichal, so it means that it's Vadai Treifa up to this point. If severance occurs, it occurs up to this point. In other words, even between the first spinal nerve in the sacral region, and the second spinal nerve that branches out in the sacral region. So it's also faith. This is if we say ad abichlal. Oy dilmo ad viloy abichlal. In other words, when he says it's a vadai treifo, this ben apashon sheino it's ad viloy abichlal. So vadai treifo it is only up to this point. But beyond this point, even between the first spinal nerve and the second spinal nerve, so it will be only suffering. Some faith will certainly be, because Parsha Shmio is also suffering. So according to Rashi, if we say Adri Abichlal, so up to the second spinal nerve in the severance, in the spinal cord, occurs up to the second spinal nerve, so it's Vadai Treifa, not something like Vadai Treifa. Oy dilma ad meloy ad bichlal. So Vadai Treifa will only be in the severance, in the major portion of the spinal cord will occur up to here. But beyond this point, so then it will only be Soviet Treifa. Alright, now. Ad ad bichlal, no rakom. Min orei ishvad bin apal shal ishenu bichol eisei bey bichlal Treifa. Oy dilma ho rakom. עד ולא יד בכלל, טריפו, שליש מסקשירו, שלי ידע, הועדים ורישינו, דמיסת כלי, דמיסת כלי. Now, if we say that עד ולא יד בכלל, עד ולא יד בכלל, so ממילא, so beyond the first spinal nerve also comes within the suffering. So then, when he says Shmiel is a suffix, so it doesn't mean only Shmiel is a suffix. Even Shmiel is a suffix. Even Shmiel is a suffix. But this between the first spinal nerve and the other spinal nerve is also comes within the suffix. Who had been Rishenu in Saptele? Who made him Shammai? Who is the repression? Rishenu. Who Shmiel in Idea? The Hidden Dioma of Vadai Treif Vad Achas. ולא יהיה בכלל, מי יכלל ומכם והשלישיס מספקלי, וחודם נאי ונוקם, דלו יתן לשניו כשלישיס לכולם. בואי רפא, now that's one of them. אם תמצא אלימה, עד ולא יד בכלל, פיפל שמה הוא... פיפל שמה הוא. So, the bain הפרשיס is called the whole zone between one branch nerve and the other branch nerve. You see, that's called Bina Parsha. Now, P Parsha means where it stems out, where the nerve where the spinal nerve branches out. So here, this would be the pia parsha. Now, assuming that it's out, in tetzaleima ad v'loy ad v'chal, so what I trade for it will only be if the separance occurs here, up to this point. But beyond this point, it's only sophic plate. Sophic plate it certainly is, because it's ligorat and the being a parsha shmir. But what I trade for it's only up to here. The question is, suppose the separance in the spinal cord occurs mamish at the juncture here, where the spinal nerves stems out. Suppose it is severed at this point. Now let's say this. Now this I will use. So these are the five spinal nerves in the sacral area. So if we say at the Muyad Bechlau, so if we say at the Ad Bechlau, so it's final 24 if it's several, if it lifts up to this point. If we say at the Muyad Bechlau, so if it lifts up to this point, so then it's final 24. But if it lifts up here, so it's all something. Now the question is, suppose it's a mikva at this point. At this point, mamish, where the spinal nerve stems out. Is it what I train for, or it's off it? That's the second advice. Boy rakot, im tinsoreina, adilu yad bichlau, pi par shamau. Now, let's see the Rashi. Im tinsoreina, adilu yad bichlau, pi par shamau. Nipsak achut agodu, kenedet pi apitzulim o rishenim, kem pi tfu mau, bichlau treinu. Oy bichlau el yideyahu. Mi amrinu nad ben davke u pi aparashe treifo oy lav davke. Boy rabbi yomi. Im tinsoleima ad viad bichlau parashe atzma mau. In other words, if we say that ad viad bichlau, so that means that it's bad and treifo up to this point. So Parsha Atzmo is called the spinal nerve itself. Suppose it is Nipsak, the spinal nerve itself is a trepona. That's how Rashi explained it. In Tinsaleima, Adva Bichlau, Lekalim Boy Bipia Parsha Mide. The Vada Trepe, Dafu Chucha Kenegade have sex, Shabisha Pitsun Trepo, the coaching Pitsu Origin, a lower common boy, Nipsak a Pitsu Atzme. In other words, if we say ad v'adbechal, so if the chut is spinal cord, we keep that here, so then it's valid for you. Suppose just the spinal nerve, not the chut itself, the spinal cord itself is severed, but just the spinal nerve is severed, is it valid for that? Haparasha, Toshi, Haparasha Tidin Kibosa. So, in other words, that it's Tseiro. My love, Parasha Risheino Ushmiyo, Loishlish. So it's no right. Now, so it's a Bible issue. Beife, now. How is it Beife in the power? So, up to what point will the severance be rubei of the spinal cord in Pau be mati? Rabbiana yeimeyel imato min agapai. In other words, up to the terminal, the termination, the extremities of the wings. In other words, up to the extremities of the wing, so a severance in the spinal cord in an eif will be mati. Up to the beginning of the wing, not to the extremities of the wing, but up to the beginning of the wings. All right. עד בין הכפיים, ושולח להם ונשיא לקום בעוז וידיינה, אם משום לצורך למיד הכתבי, אם משום כובד נשיא. נעלה ציד הרשי. So we'll just keep the other pshat and Rashi now, that will go and fly. Rashi עצמו, then Rashi mentions another pshat. According to this pshat. So it will only be matri up to the visible spinal nerves in the sacral region. But beyond the parsha's issues, even in the sacral region, so a severance of the spinal cord will not be matri. Needless to mention that in the tracheal region, so it certainly will not be matri. But according to the other pshat in Rashi, we will not go over it. So yes, it's not them a different pshat. But according to the other pshat in Rashi, so it will be matrif up to the kakito region. So it will be matrif, and even in the kakito region itself, so in the spinal cord will be nifsak, it will be matrif. But we'll not go over the other pshat in Rashi. But just let's go over the Rashi and this Gemara. Parashat Atzma. Nifsak non. Tidin ki boso. Im nifsak achut kinevi. Adi mato michnofo fanekei achut ashev edolei. U rishlokish ad kinege bin angfai. Visuloi. Vishol kolei bin siye shol kishvue shiye lachetze. All right. We'll leave it here. Now, you have to go over the taste race. Vintim, you'll have to add Rad Bechlau, I mean, Vintim Tzoleimah, Rad Liyad Bechlau, Vintim Tzoleimah, the taste race, and then, next time, you should go over Gemore up to Omar Robbe. Hane Tarte Wule Disrichan La'ado De Leslo Bdiki. That's the third line from the end of Yom.
Now,
let's go more. Rabbeinu Parshas. So there are three pshat. One pshat is the pshat of Moses Rashenu. And that's Rashi's pshat. That it has reference to the wrench nerves that stem out and which are not concealed by the muscles. So we have under the head, all over the head, wrench nerves coming out here. But all these are concealed. And then in the central region, so we have five wrench nerves coming out. So the first three are not concealed. So, the Gemara said that Beina Parsha Rishayno is Vadetrei. Shniyo in Yidea. Parsha Shlishi is in certain shape. In certain shape. So the Gemara has three abayas. The first abaya is by Abu Meir Rabbi Shua. Adi Adichal or Yilma Adi Loy Adichal. So that means, according to Rashi, and then something else you mentioned, that the branch nerves that stem out from the spinal cord, so you see I put here, on the left side, I put it here, and here, in other words, you do not stem out at the same position. This stems out here, and this stems out here. This stems out here, and distance out here, distance out here, and distance out here. It's not like this, I didn't put it like this, because there is a little bit of space between the point where the branch nerve on the left stems out and the branch nerve on the right stems out. And the right stems out. We'll see that, I mean, that's important in cases, John. So the Gemara has an abaye. Adri Adrichal, or Yilma Adriloy Adrichal. So what I come? If we say Abraham Bechal, so that means that this is the Bina Parasha. So we say it's Bara Kripo, so it means it's Bara Kripo. It's Bara Kripo up to here. It's Bara Kripo up to here. If we say Abraham Bechal, so it's Bara Kripo only up to here. And from here, so it's only Kripo.
When we say it's not Kripo, what does it mean? In other words, what will it look like on the lower half? When we say that it's up to there, it's straight, but what does that mean?
No, in other words, up to here, it's open. So suppose it's severed. The membrane of the spinal cord is severed a little bit in the major portion of the circumference, here and here and here and here and here. Okay. So it's very tight. Now, suppose at this point in the spinal cord, so it is severed in the major portion of the circumference, the membrane of the spinal cord will be severed in the major portion of the circumference. So if we say Adrachal is Vadetrei, if we say Adrachal, so that means that's already included in Parsha Shlio, because Parsha Shlio in Yedea. So the Rashi, Borekom, Amino Reish Vabina Parsha Rishayin Obchole, he says, בין בכלל טריפו, אוי דיום מהוכה כמה, אז זה לא יד בכלל, טריפו, שליש יש קשי ראשי, שני אין ידיע, הוא הדיום ראשי לא דמיסר טריפו, that was according to the alternative, that אז זה לא יד בכלל, so that means it's bad at טריפו, only up to this point, but if there is a severance, in the spinal cord over here, it's not bad at טריפו, so that means that it's in ידיע, because it certainly not go up any more with there than the brain would be here, because Shmio is also in here. So if we say Abiyabazal, so that means up to here it's other people. And where does it begin to be some people if the subgrants will be below this position, below this point. But if we say Abiyabazal, so it will be other people only up to here. And if it's here, so it's already some people. If we say Abiyabazal, so the subject begins over here. If we say Abiyabazal, so the subject will begin here. That's what Rashi says. Hoadim l'sheinu b'misakolim, u'mei l'mishtabu v'yitzar l'fush l'sheinu l'shinu l'iriya. Yechim doma v'anet reivo, ad achas, v'lo yigchlau, mi'chlau v'nikam v'at shlishis misakolim, v'chodim v'nayu v'nokas, v'yitzay v'shliyo k'shlishis v'kulet. So that's one of them. Now the second Abay is Boy Rakom. Im Tintzoleim Arad Meleyad Bichlal. Suppose we say that it's Ibad HaYitzreifo. Only up to here. Only up to here. So, Abiyad. Im Tintzoleim Bichlal. Pi Pao Shomahu. Pi Pao Shomim. According to Rashi, Pi Pao Shomim means that the point where the great shmir stem out. This is the kippah. This is the kippah. This is the kippah shel shema, this will be the kippah shel shmiro, and this will be the kippah shel shmiro. So, pi parsha, where are for pizza and the rat will yad bichlau, pi parsha ma'u. Let's see the rat. In tinsalayim, the rat will yad bichlau, פי פאו שמאו ניפסקה חוט הגודו כנגד פי הפיצור מאוד משאי פי זה פי פאו שפוז איתו בי ניפסק עוד הינה למנבר המספר נקור הוא ניסב את עוד הינה הוא בי בת על פי פה או את רונה בי בת על פי סוב פי פאו שמאו ניפסקה חוט הגודו כנגד פי הפיצור מאוד משאי ומוקים פיצו where it branches out. Mal bichol treibu, oi bichol in ideyahu. Mi am gilin ad bein davt. In the first Abaye, so the shayla was ad bad bichol or ad bad, no yad bichol. And whether it's inclusive or exclusive, sometimes when you use the term ad, it's inclusive. And sometimes when you use the term ad, it's exclusive. So that was the first Abaye. Rabbunei Pari Rabbi Shuz Abaye. Rav Popes Abaye is whether Ad is Davke or Ad is Labda. So, isn't it so in the Rabbi Loyad Bichlau, Pi Pao Shemahu, Nipsi Kachu Tagon, Kine Ge Piyad Bichlau Marishayim, Kom Pitzu, Mahu Bichlau Treibu, Oy Bichlau Im Deyo, Mi Amir Ad Beil, Davke, U Piyad Pao She, Treibu, Oy Lab Davke, So, we love that. Okay? So that because it says ad bay. What does bay mean? Bay means between. Bay means between. This is. There's a clear kahal. So, between means from here to here. But this. So, if we say bay that. Ad beidake, so that means exactly, accurately, where the between area. Now the between area begins here, from begins here. That's the between area. It is that. So the mele then for me that up to this point, beneath the thickness, you know. So up to this point, it's better. If we say ad beidake, so true. If you are accurate, so the bait begins here. But if you're not so accurate, so then we can say that it begins here, so it's up. Now then there is a third apply. Boy Rabiyam, in Tinsolim Arab, we have the Chlau, Parashat Smomar. If we say that Adviyad Bichlau, So the question is, suppose that the branch nerves itself is severed. So, is it treifa or not? That was a Rashi. Vintage on the Rabbi Abichlau, leke, limit boye bifia parshini. If it's at the Abichlau, so then we couldn't test. When Rav Pope raised the question about Pia Parshe, also only on the basis of the assumption that Adloy Abichlau. But if we say Adloy Abichlau, so that means that it's valid trefe up to that it's the valid trefe up to here. So even if there will be severance over here, so it will be valid trefe. Certainly, the severance will be right here, just opposite the juncture where the branch nerve comes out. So let's go to the Pia Parshim. The Vada Trait, the Apil Chutcha Chineget, Hefzek Shem Eshne Apitzulun Trait, because the Pia Pitzul Orishet. So even if there is a separance over here, Al Haskam and Hamel, the separance is over here. Because Elohe Kome Boi Ali, Nivzak Apitzul Atzme, Min Achut, the branch nerve itself, Uli Parshim Sheino Kone. So in other words, suppose this is Nivzak, the branch nerve is Nipsa. Is it Reife or not? Alright. Toshi. Hapao she tidin kipo so my love pao she busheino shniyo lo yishli she Nipsa ka pizzo ksheino ho desino my love busheino shniyo lo yishli shiz my love pizzo vishin baba gabde kuchwa achewa dain bichal treifes oi bichal sopik bu bichay shein nilo shemeyo. Alright. So the Gemara is not patient. See, the Gemara is not patient. So the Meilu is Paschal Chum. Paschal Chum. Now, this is Rashi's Pshat, and that's the Pshat of Moshe Hashem. But there are two more Pshat. So in other words, according to Rashi's Pshat, is the biggest school, because there are five regions in the spinal cord. I mean, the cervic region, the thoracic region, the lumbar region, and the sacral region, and the tracheal region. So according to Rashi, so if let's say there is a severance of the spinal cord in the whole tracheal region, so it's certainly not painful. It's certainly not painful. And even in the sacral region, so only in the upper portion. Now in the sacral region, so there are five branch nerves. So three are not concealed by the muscles, and the two lower branch nerves are concealed by the muscles. So even in the sacral region, according to Rashi, so it's only trefe in the area of the first three, and even in the area of the first three, so there are bias in the more, pasu shino, pasu shniyo, and so on. Mashainkin according to Rashi's Adapshah. So it goes without saying that any severance in the spinal cord, even here, will make it trefe in the body. But the Abai is in the tracheal region. Now let's see what he said. Loshon Acher, Bein HaParshes in Shlois Tanish Alali. That's near the zone of near the tail. That's in the tracheal region. So you have the small ribs. So Bein HaParshes has reference to the Tzlois Tanei Shalal. In other words, the small ribs in the Aliyah region, in the tracheal region. Parshes. So that's Bein HaParshes. So Bein HaParshes has reference to the Tzlois Tanei, the small ribs in the Aliyah. In the near the zona, near the tail. And that is Bein HaParshes. So Bein HaParshes is reference to the Tzlois Tanei, the small ribs of God. And what's Parshes? That's the boso that is mafkish, that intervenes between one small rib and another small rib. I mean, that's not When the Rashi says here, tzela, he doesn't have reference to the regular lips. That's called slois deilis. These are called slois tanis, near the tail. So it's very small lips, slois tanis. So Bina Parshis, according to the second chart, has reference to the slois tanis shalayeh, and the Parshis has reference to the Bosar Hamafris bin tzela itself. So then, and Pia Parshis, Sloi Shebin Parshali Parsh. Did he show me in Chai, Via Tveya, Sloi is Nibloin, in Kohen Kisho Chai. So according to Rashi's chart, so what does it mean? In the Bidi Shomei, so it's all concealed because it's fat, so the muscles conceal even, you see, even the first three branch nerves. Even the first three branch nerves, which ordinarily, in an average, let's say, goat, will not be concealed. But if it's a fat goat, so it will be concealed. That's according to Rashi. But according to the other chart, that it has reference to the slois, to the slois tani shalaliye, so when he said, bliyat slois nivloin v'nikon kishochai, bliyat tvei v'nishna bosa v'akotim esloit, v'chol oshin zeyin nirali, u'mipirish goyei shomai. So in other words, according to the goyei's pshat, ad achas, ad din apar shal shino da nitzol v'shino shalaliye, trei, im nifsek achut, goyei rabune, ad v'ad v'chol shim nifsek achut, v'nigatzol v'nishin trei, דיונמי קוי בשתי הפרשיוס, שישב בזבנו לצלוי סגדלס, ולא ידעת בכלל, ובכלל אידאו, פי פרשי, נפסק החוט אצל תחיל עשה עצם. So what is פי פרשי? ולא יקנת דממש. In other words, the בין הפרשי says reference according to that פשע. So, בין הפרשי says reference לצלוי סטניץ. So, and פי פרשי means at the bone, at the beginning of the bone. It's a clear sense of work in a gemanish. My bad, it's a hoshi, in the day out by the power she commands a hoshi, who trade the Villanira, the Bada in a power she, the Lord in the Bena power she, power she acts when you take a hook in a power she, she of Bosa she needs a revision in shame, Mau Bada Vishi Shadino in Prete, or you was a Tela Shane Shadino in the day, Tidin Tiboso, in you take a hook, connect the high Vishi Gora smile of power she, she, ומתגוי נחה שמי כיפר שעצמי נשבע הצלע עצמי. So there's another pshat, it's the same pshat but with one deviation that פר שעצמי מהו means not that the spinal cord at that point was severed but that the cella itself broke. The Losh Meili Orishin Hogit Now the Rambam has another pshat, and the Rambam is also in Machmir. According to the Rambam, so the Bina Parsha is a reference to the three bones that are located near the tail. So the Rambam says as follows: Ad heichon chula shepre, chilo say lipuri shebitchila seirei. In other words, bitchila seirei. That's the two bean-like protuberances, the occipital condyles. So daily begins shebitchila seirei ad seif par sheshmir. Shem yishoyer achero le par sheshlishis. Hasmucho mitchila sa'ari. So the Rambam is also in Machmir. You see, according to Rashi, so it's rainfall only up to the middle of the sacral region. And beyond that, lower than that, even though it is still in the vertical column, so it's not rainfall. According to the Rambam, and according to the pshat of the Goyim that Rashi mentions, Rashi doesn't say which Goyim. It's one of the gaining problems. So So it means strafe in the severance of the spinal cord occurs in the whole vertebral column, in the whole vertebral column, in the whole sacral area, and even in part of the capigial area, a contrast. So the socket is only in the lower portion of the capigial area, a contrast. Visholish, parashia say, vele, shlisha atzomis bukim zevaze, milimato, michulye shel shekel, that's beneath the vertebral column, you see, according to Rashi, so even in the vertical column itself, in the lower portion of the sacral region, so a severance of the spinal cord will not be machi. But the Rambam is machi. Shleisha atzom is vukin zebazel imato mechoi yeshol shebe. Alright. So these the three bones beneath the vertical column. So the three bones, so that, and one bone is higher and then lower and then lowest. So that's the shayis of the Gemara. Ad bi ad bechlal, ad bi loy ad bechlal. So the mele we pass to the chumra. We pass to the chumra. In other words, if there will be, because of the shittas Rambam, I don't think that there's a shayin machrishish for the shittah of the goyim, what is primarily the shittas Rambam. So the mele we are not with any severance in the spinal cord. In the spinal cord, even beneath these three branch nerves. Now then, Beife, so that's in the day. What about the day? So, up to what point a severance in the spinal cord in the day will be nothing? So, we have the machlekes, and we have two gersoids. In other words, according to our gersoid, so Rav Yamai is the machmir, and the Mishlokish is the Mechiel, and according to the Gils of the Ritten of Rosh, it's just the other way. So Rav Yanai is the Mechiel, and the Mishlokish is the Mach. But according to Rashi's Gils, Rav Yanai is here, but Rav Yanai is here, Limato Minagapayim, so that any severance in the spinal cord up to the termination of the wings, the terminals of the wing, the Mishlokish Omer at Ben Agapayim, only severance in the spinal cord up to the point where the wings begin. Alright. At the Mato Mishlok, how it is put a shadow away. Or is what is happening in the Bina Kapan, in the Sula. Omarula, have Kaim the Kamen Ben Taz, Baisel Kamen Eifi, Uboda Kabina Kapan. So in other words, like the Shlokish, like the Kulish. Now, he was only baited up to the point where the meetings begin, not up to the termination of the meeting. So Bishon Achrei was there, once he got through, being waiting his final call up to that point, so then somebody came in and said, the Rishalusa wants to see it. Bishon Achrei is here. So he immediately left. We come, so the deposit immediately left, and we stopped inspecting any further. But we are done. So he doesn't know. Why did the Pazi leave without even inspecting beyond the point, in other words, where the meetings begin? Is it because he held the Mitzvah in the way? In other words, because the Pazi agreed with Ishlokish? Or Ishlokish? If he should come this year, or perhaps no, because of the COVID of this year, so he had to leave everything in the middle. Not that he held that you don't have to be baby any further. Alright. Now let's see the cases. Now the more has the cat and the body, I've got the cloud, or you have the real cloud. You don't have the fear chief. Kol shemir shiur adishir chachom lahachlo leker yifshat midei. So this is bothered by Kasha. Why does Abu Leib Rabbi Yeshua have Nabaye, whether it means Abri Abichlau or Yabri Abichlau, we have the cloud. Kol shiur adishir chachom lahachlo. That's the cloud. In other words, so the chachom mentions a certain shiur. And there is this, and that shiur can be interpreted in two ways. In a maximum way, in a humble way, in a stringent way, and in a lenient way. So the cloud is, if a certain shield is mentioned, in famous, it's not there. If a certain shield is mentioned, in famous, and there is a certain subject, as to whether the Chachamim mean the shield in a stringent way, or in a lenient way, so we have to interpret it in a stringent way. Now, if we say, that ad the way of the cloud, that's an ingredient way. So it's not a thing only up to here. If we say ad the cloud, so that's the stringent way. So what's the value for being Rabbi Yeshua? Called Shiur, which is Shiur Chachomi. So perhaps here, if there is any subject in the meaning of the Shia that the Chachomi mentioned. So Jesus says, no, that cloud only applies to a Shiur that is spelled out explicitly in the Mishnah. Or in the price. But this shiur is not spelled out either in the Mishneh or in the price. It's spelled out in the memory. In the memory of an Amire, in a Shmuel. Ad achas treifosh nishik sheirosh neyedeya. So, in respect to memories, shiur in the town, which is remembered by Adoroi. So, there we don't apply this guideline, this law. That is right. So that's why it's very important. Right. Vim Kitzolema Adriboy Adrislau, P Parshema. At the P Parsh itself. If we say Adriboy Adrislau, Apo Pishema Shmuel, Adbina Parshes. So, Adbina Parshes. So, how can we even have this out of item? That the deep parasha is not part of faith. Because after all, Bilaparsha means between. So, but this is not, does not constitute the area of between. It's only beneath this point. That constitutes the area of between. After Pishon Shmuel Adina Parshes, the Kolkoti is Zabtale. He deal many chilas uve pitzel rishay. At pitzel sheni shalemato imenu kohu beina parshes rishay. So in other words, maybe the beina parshes begins right here, not here. Alright. The Adna Loyad Bechlan. ואיני יודע, אוי שמו המסייפו ויעקיצו, קורא מן הפרשס, שזהו בין הפרשס ממש, אבל משהו כנגד הוא באחרות, המשפט זה אלוהים מתלה מן הפרשס, so even if we say, אז לא יד בכלל. So that means if there will be a severance here, so it's not divine faith. But if the severance will be right here, mamish, neged, this juncture, this point, so then it will be valid. אבל מה שאני רוצה באחות המשפט של הביטל בן הפעל של סטרי, אין אמרו שמוכה מסבתו, שבו פיפר של סעצמו, דהי, ובפיצור אישי, הרבה בן הפעל של זה כמה שמואל, שהוא בין חוט המשפט של ישמעאל לחוט המשפט של יהוד אינוקת שמואל עד בין הפרשיס אינוקת את הפרשיס ושואך עוד מסטרוצס ומשפט של קדם וחבר the synthesis was balanced. How can Gemara even have this out of the title that if there is a separate in the spiral form and the Pia Parshi itself, so then it's not valid faith, it's only in the day. But after all, he says, I'm Beta Parshi. What does Beta mean between? So where does the between area begin? Leave this, not here. So first they just said, no, it's possible to say that the Beta begins from here to here. Not from here to here, but from here to here. Then Tesa says something else. Because the branch nerves that come out from the spinal cord, so they do not come out from the same position. It's not like this, but it's like this. This one comes here on the left and comes out here, and this is a little knee. Comes out, so the knee. So the melee would be saying, P partial, so it's not, you see, according to the first shot in this way, and according to Rashi. So when Gemara raises that bias, he partial, when Gemara has reference, to his segments, to his final cause, over here, in the manish, where the people, the branch nerves, comes out. But according to the second chart, seems the branch nerve on the left stems out here, and the branch nerve on the right stems out here, not here. So in other words, P partial means, suppose not there is a severance here, but suppose there is a severance here. So it's already beneath the branch nerve on the left, but before, above, the point where the branch nerve on the right comes out. So that we can understand, because the question is, now, of course, in other words, according to the first portion of cases, so the value was, perhaps, if there is a sequence here, so it's also big. So that's, there is a certain difficulty. How could this, a sequence here, be considered as big, as coming within the Bain area? Bain means between. So Thesis, the first question, says, okay. But then, Thesis says, that when Gemara says Pia Parsha, Gemara does not mean, perhaps, even the sentence is mamish here, where the branch nerve comes out, so it's still not valid paper, but just suffered paper anyway. Then there is certainly valid paper, because even if we say Adveloy Adveloy, so in other words, so this whole area is not included. But this point is certainly valid paper. But the question is, suppose there is a sentence in the circumference of the membrane of the spinal cord in between here and here. So, but if the sequence is right here, then it's certainly about it. There's not communicate between the first motion cases and the second motion cases. Oh. In the name of the Spanish, I'm going to be a דני לא פיצוי שנל בן הפעל וכל משמועי שבין אחוד המשפט של ישמועי וכל המשפט של ימי יודי לא קצמוע לה בן הפעל שלי לא גדעה בפעל שיש ומשייך את מסחלת סלוצס ומשפט של קדם לחבר We got came out the way of the cloud. He boiled in people's shame. I will not by the cloud, but to the boy in people's shame. So, in other words, so the abaye by the pope is only if we assume that other way of the cloud. So then we can raise an abaye in respect to the people's shame. In respect to this. But if we are to assume that Adi Adichal, so then we cannot raise that Abaye in respect to Pipashi Shmuel. Of course, if that goes without saying, if we say Adi Adichal, so even when the severance is here, so it's valid for you. So certainly when the severance is here, or here, but why couldn't Rav Pope raise the same Abaye on the basis of the assumption that Adi Adichal, and raise the same abaye in respect to Pipash Shmuel? So of course, if we say Adi Adichal, so that means that when Shmuel says it's Vada Feite, it includes even this area from here to here. But the question is, but here it's not Vada Feite. That's it. Even if we say Adi Adichal, so only in the resemblance here. But in the resemblance here, that's already Parsha Shmuel, so it's a Yudea. Suppose there would be separate Mamish here with P. Parsha Shmuel. Why couldn't Rav Pope raise the same Abaye on the basis of the premise that Adi Adichal, but raise the Abaye in respect to P. Parsha Shmuel? So he says, no. Avo Adi Adichal, we must only avoid P. Parsha Shmuel now. Then we want to have the Chal in Yudea. We may not Parsha Shmuel. Do ad bin a parsha sufficient come at the train for visiloi vi mi se di pi parsha in come in a parsha have a lamuna she train for ela ad bin a parsha ve inze bin a parsha vi mu come bin a parsha ho ma shmio in idea u vi chal shmio in shorie so mi monefsha or ad bin tim to leima ad bin a parsha o parsha atzme mau pirish bi kontrez Nips lapis latsman na chut mao. Here I had a few in the tlema. The abu lo yad bichlao. Have a motzal in the beirin. Because the Roshan of the third abai of Rabbi Yomir is ad vi ad bichlao. Parsha atzmo mao. In other words, it's the pizzu. And the Kodit Rashi Pshat, it means if the pizzu itself, the branch nerve itself or whatever, is a train for now. And near that few in the tlema. The abu lo yad bichlao. Have a motzal nivoye di parasha atzmo in titzoleima di pi parasha tenko avon di pi parasha kshero oz vada yekal nivoye di kolch di parasha atzmo ve oi nishtona di nivoye lei di nipsal hapisu di nipsal hapisu di rochim di kem chibure ki nege tchuta shedre shegei di nipisu rishei di nipisu shei she שהוא בין הפער של סרישן ואז הוא מצלו בואי אני תראי תראי מרד אדם מה יואב בשם הוא שמיו עוד אינו כשמיו משמי יאב את פריפה אב שאלי אך הוא בואי יכול להם הבאי זה בשמי או פריפה לשם ומה אתם לדפאי? So, בשבוקים, so, אביאנה says, ומה אתם לדפאי? ומה אתם לדפאי? That's a home. That up to the termination of the wind. So, if there is a severance, in the spinal cord up to the point where this is the wing is terminated. So this is a disopic. What does it mean in matter another time? Usually it's part in the static. In the matter we can perform the good coma, in the matter we became the shame of this alone. That in the matter we say, etzem shall not have a good of it. So that would be in the way we are. Nit lakom, v'nishtay, imen. So it's kshen. So when it's a train for only the whole river was removed. Ho nishtay al imen kuru, if the mashu of the river remains, so then it's kshen. Avon avlale kadayis, even though the portion that remains is very little, is minimum, less than the size of his eyes. So it's also kshen. That's how it's mashu from this mission. But then, from the other Mishnah, the second Mishnah is much more the other way. But now, the Klakom Shayim Kazai is Cheiro. So only the thing that remains, the portion that remains, has at least the size of the Gazayis. Otherwise not, so there's a spirit between the first mission and the second mission. Omar Abitzi, Flori Kash, Hor, Rehpriya, Hor, Rehpshim, Barab. Kehor, Rehpriya, Zohi, Hor, Rehpshim, Barab, and Mato. We see Mono, Hashir, and Kamsi. So that two shots in the Rashi. One shot is just the opposite of the other shot. So let's see the Rashi. So that words, so Imor is saying that there is a Machlekes. There is a Machlekes Anor. In other words, according to one Tanya, so it is only Chevo in at least the Kazayis of the liver remains. But if left of the Kazayis remains, it's rape. According to the other Tanya, there is no Shir. Even in Mashu, left of the Kazayis of the liver remains, it's still Chevo. So who says what? So there are two Pshot. So Gemara says, the Rekhiyah Zohar, Rekhiyah used to draw it away. So according to the first Pshat in Rashi, it means, in other words, whenever it happens, such a case, when the Kohen was removed, and less than a Kazayis of the Kohen remained, so Rekhiyah threw it away. He threw away what? He threw away the whole behavior. Zohar for the behavior. So Rekhiya used to throw away a behemoth in which the major portion of the kovei was removed and less than the kazayis of it remained. So such a behemoth is threw away because it considered this way. And Rekhiya Barabi Mato, he ate it, he used it. Not no exception. So, according to this pshat, Rekhiya is a machmir, and Rekhshim Barebe is a major. Visimonoch, Asher Mikamz, that's not important. In other words, if as you wait to remember, remember in the Bahis, so you should remember that Rekhshim Barebe was an Osher. Was an Osher, was rich. Because Rebbe was rich. Rekhshim Barebe was rich. And in other words, so, in other words, you should remember, as a simen, you should remember that Ashirim are always stingy.
Totally.
Poor people are not stingy, and Ashirim, rich people are stingy. In other words, the Gemara didn't mean to evaluate Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe, but just as a way to remember. So, in other words, that Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe was the one who didn't throw it away, who used it. In other words, so you should remember that the rich person is the one who doesn't throw away. I mean, so as he said, but that's one pshat. Then the other pshat is